Of all of the things I've resorted to in the depths of boredom, a diary would have been the last on my list. From that, I guess you can gather my situation isn't the most interesting. And if you guessed that I was sitting in the back of my mom's Mercedes on my way to my aunt's house in the trashiest part of town, then you guessed exactly right. Sweetheart, give your Aunt Em a chance, would you? She has been waiting weeks to see you. I look up from my writing and stare at my mom through the driver mirror. She looks back for a moment and gives me that mom look. There's no use arguing, so I dive back into my diary entry. I get a text from Allison. Hey, we're still picking you up tonight, right? And now my day just got a lot better. Yeah, of course. I mean, if you're willing to go to Trash Town to get me. I continue typing my cry for help when my mom finally pulls into my aunt's driveway. Yeah, I can pick you up still. Where are you at? I share my location and stuff my phone and book back into my overnight bag. My aunt comes scurrying out of the front door to hug my mom. They both just stand in the driveway and talk while I unpack. I immediately go upstairs and get myself situated. Charge phone, set out blankets, done. Allison finally texted back. Hey, so I actually can't pick you up, but I know someone who can. Okay, that's fine.
What time?
He said, like, 6. Is that enough time? It's almost 4 by now, so that gives me enough time to get ready. Yeah, that's perfect. See you soon. I close my phone and start putting my outfit together. Hannah, honey, I just bought this new movie and I'm making pizza tonight. Your mom said you loved horror films, so I thought, why not? My aunt says through the door. Oh, no thanks, Aunt Em. I'm going out with friends tonight. It's a special occasion. There's a long silence between us. Alright, have fun. My aunt finally says as I hear her going down the stairs. Yeah, of course I feel bad for bailing on her, but I have a whole month with this lady, so it won't even matter by the end of it. Outfit is finally done, now just need to fix my hair and get my makeup on. I hear the front door open and my aunt talking to someone. My mom just left, so maybe a neighbor? None of my business. I grab my straightener, and then I hear her raising her voice downstairs, then a loud thud. Did my aunt fall or something? Then I hear more thumps and shattering. What the hell is going on down there? I go downstairs to look and stop halfway. Shelves are knocked over, vases and other glasses shattered everywhere. I peek to look through the rest of the room, and I see my aunt pinned under the fridge in the kitchen. I hurry over to see exactly what happened. Hannah, you need to get out of here. They're going to be back, and they know you're with me, and they're going to look for you. I can't believe what's happening. Like, none of this is real, right? Like, I'm playing a role of a movie or something? Did you hear me? You need to leave. Without a second thought, I get up and run for the door. Just as I reach the front door, the whole world spun around me. The ground spun above me, and then all I could see were clouds, and I could feel the warm cement. Jesus, Mike, that's a home run. Almost as good as the girl in Denver. Well, yeah, but this one isn't bleeding out of her ears this time. A blonde woman and dark-haired white man come into my line of sight, just looking down at me. I finally caught my sense of things and got up to run. The woman slammed my shoulders back into the cement. Not so fast, girly. You'll sell too nice for me to let you go. Go to hell, I spit back. She lets out a slight laugh. No, honey. That's where you're going. I take a deep inhale to cry for help, and it stopped with a rag. The last I remember is trying to kick my way out of there. I wake up almost the same way I went out, on cement. It's pitch black, and my ankle is bound to something. I hear muffled murmurs, and then the blinding lights are switched on. I'm sitting on a cement floor, and there are windows on three of the four sides of the room. Wall behind me is a door too far from my reach and has no knob. There's some cheering, whistling, and some yelling. A man's voice silences the noises. He speaks another language, but I can only assume what's happening. The man shouts different phrases, and a few others at a time respond until he counts down. I think I'm being auctioned off. Jesus Christ, I'm sold. A man comes into the room and another binds my hands and leads me out. I get a glimpse of what looks like a warehouse before they put a bag over my head, and I'm in the dark again. I walk blindly led by someone into the back of what I think is a van or truck. I hear the vehicle start and begin to move. I try to keep myself upward after every turn and abrupt stop, but to no use or benefit. This goes on for what I think is an hour before the trip is finally done. I hear the door open and they lead me out of the vehicle. I'm led into a house. It smells like cigarettes and something burnt. I'm led down a set of stairs into what seems to be a cold basement. The bag is taken off of my head,